Blog Talk Radio.
Show with co-host Ron Yabro. I have Ron Yabro online, on air. Yabro, a teammate from the New York Jets, truly, truly good friend. Can't beat him. Mr. Smooth, Ron Yabro. Ron Yabro, talk to me.
Oh, Steve, there you go. Making me feel good again, man. Making me feel real good. I think you're talking about yourself, Mr. Smooth. If no one on the show tonight has heard or seen, yes, talk about smooth. Look here, I appreciate the compliment, man. But once again, like tell people, I learned a few things from you. Okay.
Man, you know, I'm just glad God put me in your life to make that happen, man. That's all we can do, right? That's it. I thank you for everything you've done for me too, man. So, but listen, Ron Yabro is from Chicago now. From Chicago, I tell people I'm from Louisiana, small town. But we learn from each other. I tell people I live in New York, though. So we learn from each other, and we're rocking and rolling. So you are right there. You think you got busy? You're busy on that end. You got a little noise going on.
No, once again, like I said, it's in the microphone and down here where I'm at. Houston is thundering and they're having floods again. Hold on one second.
Okay. Well, Ron
right.
You're good now. You're in the ball game.
Okay, great.
All right, you're ready to go. So check this out for your listeners. The music that you was hearing before I go to the music. Now let me go to the music. That was Shani Morel Holtz. Guys, you can find Shani Morel Holtz on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and she is a very, very talented artist. She's open for bookings. Let her know she's awesome. Have a great band. Also, too, if you guys are in the Florida area, or even if you're not, check out Dinosaur Tire. Okay, Dinosaur Tire, like the dinosaur, like way back in state, ancient. So 450 North Dixie Highway, and that's Oakland Park, Florida 33334. So that's 33334 Dinosaur Tire. These guys offer from 13 inches to 34 inches in tires and wheels. These guys are really, really good. They're really good. They are very reasonable, too. From regular street tires to run flats, they have it. But, we had some technical difficulties earlier, so we're restarting the show. We're going to probably push the show to about 90 minutes tonight. We're going to go over the time. I said earlier, it's like going to a party and you're supposed to be out at 12. We're gonna go to 2 o'clock or even 4 o'clock. So, Ryan, what I was gonna say too, you know, we were talking on the show before we get to the show. We were talking, guys, on the show, and I'll forget. I was in training camp in Denver, and this guy ran this route. Yeah, bro, I want you laughing now. You laughing, you know, God gonna get you started laughing. So look. The guy ran the route, y'all, bro, and they stopped the play. And the guy just kept running down he just kept running. And everybody on defense and offense from Denver and us, we were with, I think, the Cardinals at the time, he just kept running down the route, just kept running by himself. You know, that's how we was talking a while ago, and nobody was on air. Listen to it. We were still talking. That's what we were doing a while ago. Something got your attention.
But it's okay, man. It's okay because
we had it going, man. No listeners at all. We just have a good conversation.
No one is perfect. No one is perfect. You know?
No one's perfect. But, hey, we had a good time going. We said some positive things. Nobody listened. Nobody but you and I.
Somebody was listening.
So we back on track again. Also, too, guys, I want you guys to know I'm a little under the weather. I've been under the weather for quite some time, and so Ryan, I'm gonna let Ryan handle a lot of this tonight, like he always does. But I'm gonna talk as much as I can. I have some things written down, but we'll get to the show. The topic tonight is this is actually the 55th episode is that have we forgotten why health and fitness are so important? And I'm going to give you a definition of health. And I say the definition of health is the state of being free from illness or injury. Now, coincide with fitness, I'm going to give you a definition of that. It said the condition of being physically fit and healthy. So, Ron, I'm going to write up one of these biblical terms, and I find this in the Bible. God said, 1 Corinthians said 6, chapter 19 to 20, verse, he says, do you not know that your body of the Holy Spirit within you, okay, whom you have from God, you are not your own, okay, for you were brought with a price, so glorify God in your body. And we were talking earlier about how that scripture, in a sense, is like this. We think we own our bodies, but we don't. We don't own our bodies. You're leasing your body. Okay? Let me tell you why you're leasing your body. You're leasing it because when you die, you have no control. You can't stop yourself from dying. And I said this earlier. Every day, every second, you own your way out to death. Okay? Every second. Every time you breathe, you're on one way out to death. Now, and God is letting us know to take care of your body, take care of your temple. You're the temple, take care of it. And we'll get a story during the show. We're doing a show, Ryan, tell you about awareness and helping. We're about awareness, letting you guys pay attention, focus, and get it right. And during the show tonight, we want to let you guys know that we're not trying to get on anybody. That's something we don't do. We're not trying to talk about anybody. We're trying to motivate you and give you awareness that you always have time, okay? And time is tonight. Just get started on your health. So, Yarba, what do you think about we have forgotten why health and fitness are so important? What do you think about that?
I think that's very important, health and wellness. And sometimes you say, well, that sometimes people forget or have forgotten. And
right.
It's mainly because, I mean, people, and we're talking about our age group, all age groups, 40s, okay, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. and whoever else out there is listening. But we have families, we have more responsibilities than we have had, you know, throughout our lifetime. And sometimes, which should be the last thing that we forget about, is our health. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as they say, health is wealth, right? And
right.
if you aren't healthy, you can't go out and get any wealth, okay? So you have to take care of yourself first and foremost. And like I always tell, well, I don't always tell people, but if they ask me, I say, yeah, I work out. I work out at least 4 times a week. That's something that I've been trained in throughout my years. After my playing years, playing football, I found it to be beneficial, too. So why wouldn't I work out, mm-hmm. okay?
Mm-hmm.
But even on mm-hmm. top of me working out at least 4 times a week, I eat a certain way also, because just like, you know, another thing that I learned from you was about cars. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little short, quick history fact, too. I bet you didn't know that my grandfather owned a gas station, okay, on 16th and Michigan in Chicago, which is the South Loop. But back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, it was a little different area. And, you know, back then we owned our own gas stations and things like that. Now it's a little different, but I won't get all off into that. But my grandfather owned a gas station and was a mechanic, okay? And it got lost through, you know, through two generations. But getting back to saying what I was about to say about you, that's a passion of yours that a lot of people don't know either, you know. And I learned a lot about cars with you,
right?
You know, when I was down in New York, and what's the main piece of a car is an engine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like our heart is the main part of our body. You know, we have to keep our heart pumping correctly.
Right.
Just like a car, you know, if you put some raggedy type of oil that you're not supposed to be putting, some not necessarily synthetic, but the wrong type of oil in a car, you can't put a minivan oil in cars that you've always driven, Corvettes, you know, something else, okay? So just like us, we all have different type of body styles. Me and your body style are similar, but everyone has different type of body styles, whether it's male, female, short, tall, overweight, underweight, whatever the case may be. We all have different type of body styles, so we all need different types of fuel. But we definitely need fuel to keep the heart pumping, whether it's during physical activity or whether it's what we put in our body through what we eat.
No, you're absolutely right. It's like you say about the vehicle, and yeah, I don't really, if people know me, yeah, I love cars and I know a lot about them. I was going to school for it. I stopped playing ball and I kind of pulled away from it and got doing stuff with Mercedes and Ford with traveling. But you're right. It's like if you don't change the oil and you use the right weight for that particular vehicle or weight, there will be a problem. If you don't run the right gas in a high-performance sports car, that engine will cut off. And it would actually destroy the engine down the road. You have to, and so with our bodies, like you said, is that my mom used to always say in a female, need cranberry juice. She never tell me specifics, but I'm like, okay, mom. Well, you know, my mom was very, very intelligent, very smart, and she worked hard to be intelligent and smart. She worked hard for what she had in life. And she used to talk about that, and I was like, But it does something for females, like cranberry juice, and that's another topic. But as far as men, I love cranberry juice, but also too water. You know, drinking water. You know, cranberry juice, water. You know, and I'm gonna talk to you about something too in a biblical standpoint at the end of the show about kind of goes back to what we're saying with this. But drinking the right water. You know, back in the day, water didn't have a taste to it. Now, water have taste. For you younger generation, you probably like, oh, I thought water supposed to have a taste. No, water doesn't supposed to taste. You don't supposed to taste water, okay? And now they have some of your high-end water like Alkaline and even Fiji. Those waters don't have a taste, but they just go right down your system. So even if you can't, you know, boiling water, whatever you have, make sure you're drinking the proper water function and juices that to keep your body flowing. It makes a difference. The way you think, the way you your reaction time, everything. It makes all the difference in the world. So you're totally right about that. And also, too, you look at the statistics on this right here as for in the health conscious. You know, it's over 95% of the world's population has health problems, okay, with over a third having more than five elements, and that means like illnesses or typically minor ones. Over 95% of the world have health problems.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and you think about back in the, when I say back in the day, guys, I mean back in time where you don't have all these soliciting of foods, you have all across the on television advertisements. You know, people were just as healthy back then as what they are today. Now you tell me, we supposed to be think we're so smart today because we're making more money, we have more different type of jobs you can have. We're thinking we're creating things. Yeah, we're creating the phone, certain things we have technically, yes. But we think we're so smart, but health-wise, we're in last place in today's society. They were healthier back then, y'all, bro, than what people were healthier back then than what they are today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, live longer, everything. But no, I'm listening to you in statistics.
But the statistics, and I'm gonna go back to you. I'm gonna go back to you as this, and it says as far as healthy people in the world, statistically, it says just one in twenty people worldwide, 4.3%, had really no problems, no health problems. It was 1%. But I'm gonna say this. The percentages of obesity is 2.1 billion people. Nearly 30% of the world's population are either obese or overweight. 2.1 billion people. That's a lot of people. That's over.
Wow.
That's overweight or obesity. And a lot of these, now we understand that too, and we'll talk about this too, that some of us out there have certain problems, physical problems that they can't get the workouts that they can. But there's upper body workouts and there's lower body workouts. If you're sitting still, you can do something with your arms to work out. You know, there's a lot of different ways to work out. And our whole intention is tonight to give you awareness and give you the drive. And for the car situation, like Ryan was talking about, it's like the battery give you the spark to start the engine. Okay? Once you get started, and tonight after the show, hopefully you get started. But that's some hell of a statistic, y'all, bro. 2.1 billion people, that's over obesity or overweight.
Because you're saying like 30% of the world, so that's like a third, one in three people across the world are obese, and that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. Because you know when we were growing up. We were nonstop. You know, we were playing football, basketball, baseball all day, and we may eat once out of the day, you know, when the sun is finally going down and it's time to go home and eat a little bit. Yeah, we'll probably eat then because that's definitely how I grew up, you know. We're on our 25th year anniversary as far as knowing each other, right? And
right. Give me 1 second. Got a call coming in. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show with co-host Ryan Yarbrough. Who's calling?
Hey, Stevie, how you doing? It's Vern Coles, man. Your boy from Chicago, Ryan's boy. How you feel?
Man, Vern.
Vern Coles.
Yeah. Throwback. How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling – man, you know what? I've been under the weather a lot, man, in 2019, but I'm going to – God just told me I got to sit down somewhere and get some rest. I'm going to try to rest the rest of the week, man, and get back on track. And I know you're looking good, looking smooth like always, man. Vern, I'm going to talk to you. Vern is Ryan.
I'm going to cut in real short because even though we have 90 minutes, I know we're between Vern and between Stevie as far as remembering. A name or a date or
a time. I remember the exact occasion.
Okay.
We came to Optimus. The last time I saw you, man, I was still working at Optimus, and we came up to check out the golf simulator. And I know you're still doing your golf, man, trying to get that card. But we was upstairs playing golf at my old company, Optimus. Mid 2000 somewhere.
Like in 2000, right?
By the Navy Pier. Yeah, right by the Navy Pier. That's
right, right.
Yeah.
So I was working for, doing a show up there, auto show or something.
Yeah,
that's
Guess what, Stevie? Like I say, me and Byron, we grew up on the same block, okay? Me and Stevie, we've been friends for 25. This is our 25th anniversary. Now, me and Byron, we've been buddies for over 40 years, okay?
That's right.
So, you know, like I say, all my friends I keep for a long, long time. That's been my life path. You know, I've had long-term friends, okay? And what we used to always do, as I was saying, when we grew up, we used to be outside playing all the time. And obviously, you know, I took my career to the highest level in football, and Byron took his career to the highest level of doing videos and editing commercials and doing things of that nature. But since the last time you've seen him, he's always had the athletic gene in him, okay, just from us growing up on
right.
the same street and playing ball all the time. He
right.
has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, okay? He's ran in multiple marathons, okay? And now he is a health and training professional, okay? Expert.
Ooh,
so that's
pro.
One of the reasons I'm hitting you on both temples, Stevie. I'm hitting you on the temple on the left and the right, okay? Yeah, so... I surprised you with Byron calling in, but also I wanted him to speak a little bit on the topic that we're speaking on this evening about health and fitness and wellness.
I'm just saying, man, we got to talk after this, man. It's so good to hear you, man. Man, I haven't talked to you, man. It's a long time since I talked to you. Heard your voice, man, and I'm glad you're doing good, man. I'm surprised. Ryan shocked me earlier. Told me about you at climbing that mountain, man. That's a hell of a thing, man. I'm glad all is well. But I'm glad to have you on the show. And I'm listening. Talk about this. The topic we have is, have you forgotten? We've forgotten why fitness and health is so important. So go ahead. Let's share some things to us if you don't
mind. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got a few things I can share with you for sure, man. First of all, thank you for having me on. And I appreciate, you know, getting a chance to talk to you again. And I always appreciate my brother
Absolutely.
Over there, Ryan. I don't consider him a friend. I consider him my brother. We've been together for so long. But,
Hold on, Vern. I got to say this. I know we're going to get started. Sorry about that, Ryan. But, Vern, I mean, so I remember Vern, for your listeners, man, Vern used to have, he used to be so smooth. He had the smoothest haircut back in the day. He was so smooth. You know, you go to Chicago. So in Louisiana, we were in the country. Hey, you go to Chicago, get spiced up. I was like, man, that's smooth. So where's the hair right now, Vern? You still got the hair on your head?
Hey, man. See, man, you cracking jokes, man. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I grow out the hair right now, man. I might be looking like George Jefferson, brother. Okay. But back in the day, I had the freshest fro on the block. You know, I had the longest
You
know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
Nah,
I just wanted to say that. Yeah.
Hey, but that all goes along with what we're talking about, because you know it's a couple of things that you know I like to just step on, because you were saying earlier about I think a lot of listeners might have missed it when you're saying that you got the new blood back in you know years ago you know, and one thing that I always tell my clients is that we can't control what's in the blood because that's in God's hands. But what we can do is we can set up the best possible path towards the future by the amount of training that we do, the way that we eat, and the way that we live our lives. I appreciate that you spoke on the biblical part, because Usawa Fitness, my company, is based off of the word Usawa is a Swahili word for balance. And I believe in balanced fitness. I got that word when I was on the mountain in Africa speaking with the Swahili brothers that was helping me climb. But what I think about when I talk about balance is being mentally, physically, and spiritually balanced. And, you know, all three of those components go together. When you are talking about health and fitness, I believe that being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit is how you live the most healthy life. So it's very easy to, like, what I tell clients is no client needs me. It, you know, it's science to get healthy, okay? All you have to do is work out, and you can get healthy. You need to move more. And what we've done in these days is we lost the urge to move because we sit down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We look at a phone a lot. We, you know, we eat a lot, and we eat in real large portions. And a lot of people have lost touch with, you know, going outside to play because we plan on, you know, video games, you know, as kids. And what happens with that is that a lot of people just kind of lose touch on how valuable a healthy life is until it's not healthy. And and what I see is I get young kids coming in. I train kids all the way from 14 and seniors all the way up into their mid-70s. And what it doesn't reverse, fellas. You understand that when people begin to get unhealthy and they gain weight and, you know, there's a lot of different side effects to being unhealthy. When you start to get obese, which a large part of our population is, you start getting heart disease, strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, gallstones, you know, sleep apnea, and, you know, asthma. All these things can be a result of obesity. And but it doesn't reverse itself. When I get a young athlete, I call all my, you know, I call everybody athletes, but I get a young athlete in training with me, and he's in his mid-20s, and he already, you know, 70 pounds overweight. That doesn't, unfortunately, that doesn't go down with age unless he becomes sick. That's usually how we lose weight, all right? If you go into, you know, you step into a senior citizen's home, what do you typically see? A lot of lean people, okay? Lean people live the longest. When you start getting into being obese, morbidly obese, and it doesn't take a lot, like, okay, to be categorized as an obese individual. So you really, and you will be obese if you're not working out unless you have some incredible genes, which, you know, some people do, and we are jealous of those people. But I try to urge people. Yeah.
So what's your question? So basically, it's a distraction these days, because I was telling Ryan, it's like back in the day, the people back in the day were better fit than back in the day, you know, 50 years ago versus than they are today. There's a better fit because we're getting distracted with all the technology. We sit down, you got remote control. You remember back in the day, I don't want to seem real old, but I had to get up and go change the channel. You had to turn the dial to change the channel. Now you got the remote, and you know, you got Siri over here, turn off this, turn off that, and it's making us, it's actually hindering us. It's almost like it's making us lazy, and it's affecting us, it's slowing us up. We think we're getting ahead with all this technology. A lot of technology is hurting us in a certain way, right? So you're saying it's back in the day, you know, you think about the men would get up and go to work. Even the female, they didn't have the jobs like the females have today, but still, guess what? When she was at home, everything in the house was clean. She was always moving. Sometimes the females were working just as much harder than the men were at home. But
usually working harder.
What's that?
I said usually working harder. The role of female in society up until these days has been, you know, has been a very busy life. I can take it back further than that. And I take it back to the basis and remember that we started off as hunters and gatherers. You can use that idea in a lot of ways, Stevie, because you can think as a hunter and gatherer, a large part of the tribe would go out and they would hunt for food. As they was hunting for food, you know, working their way through terrain, climbing trees, doing, you know, looking down on things, cutting wood, preparing for arrows, all the things that were very physical things. While others would go out and they would pick berries, right? They would go and find food, they would pick it.
Right.
And so think about the two really amazing parts of that concept. Not only was the activity amazing, but also look at what they were eating. All right. So now we in today where we get to the point where we, even if you take it back 50 or 60 years ago, think about the amount of land that was that each home had. So people garden more, right? So they was growing, you know, a lot of people like even having tomatoes. And especially down there where you came from, I know you know what I'm talking about. My mother's from Mississippi.
Oh, absolutely.
But she gardens now. And so people would garden, so you was getting fresh, you know, organic foods, but not the organic part doesn't, I'm not talking about that. I just mean actually sitting down and actually getting on your knees, moving your body in ways you wouldn't typically do today, because now we can go into the phone and have the grocery store bring it to the house. So you're not even getting the opportunity to walk, take the long walk by not parking in the first spot at the Jewel or your local grocery store, which I pride myself in parking far away from the grocery store because I want those extra steps. And there's somebody that may not be as healthy as me that could have that closer spot. But I'm a trainer, so I'm a little overboard, you know?
Hey, so that's great information right there. That's leading right into what I wanted to ask you. Well, for the listeners out there, 2019 that are on the phone a lot, on the computer a lot, whatever the case may be, and not getting a lot of activity and want to learn, want a few things to do to get them active. What would be some basic things that you could tell people to do?
Okay, so first thing is, you know, obviously, a large part of the population work at a computer every day. And I would say get up once every hour and take a 5-minute walk. Just go get you some water. Move your legs. Don't let your body be still for and some people, they sit in the chair for much longer than that. But don't allow your body to rest in a seated position because it's bad for your lumbar, your lower back, and your knees. The body's not meant to sit in this shape. But the other thing is, not everybody can afford to get a personal trainer. But guess what? There's a ton of videos out there on Instagram. That you use your Facebook, YouTube, that kind of gives you an idea of some different ways to structure your workouts and home-based workouts that don't require a lot of tools. I mean, you can do workouts that you could actually transform your body without ever using a dumbbell. So I would suggest that you go onto your phone, download an app that'll tell you to get up every hour, to drink a little water every hour, and then to just move your body, stretch. All of these things can be done without a lot of income, without having, so a lot of people put the excuse on time and money, but you can get fit without, you have to make time, because you can sit here and watch TV. People are like, I just want to kind of chill and just decompress when I come home, but decompressing may not lead to that longer life because, we're trying to get fit and do the things that are required to stay fit for longer. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that you finished up with saying is to keep us around and do the things that are required. And that's one component of what useful fitness is about. Another component is the eating part, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Let me touch on that real quick because this is a big one, okay? And this is so much easier than a lot of people think it is. Now, you two are elite. Y'all at the point y'all play in elite athletes, and so part of the way I would work with an elite athlete, we would have to count macros. I would say, okay, I want you to eat this much protein, this many carbs, this much fat. Man, that's a very difficult way to live your life for most people. But the science base to how we eat, especially because most of the time we're either trying to lose weight or maintain a proper weight. Maintenance is a lot easier than the losing part. But when we're talking about losing, we just need to eat at a caloric deficit. And so just say your in order to maintain your weight at 200 pounds, you're going to eat 2,500 calories a day. But you balloon up to 220. In order for us to get you to lose weight, we have to make sure that you eat less than that 2,500 calories every day. And that's just eating at a caloric deficit. We could go into detail about this, but I urge you listeners to look this up because it is so easy, y'all.
Say it again.
It's eating at a.
Go back and say it again.
Okay. Okay, so it's about eating at a caloric deficit, okay? And what that means is there's a certain number based on your body weight, age, and height that every individual should eat at, okay? You can go to the Harris-Benedict equation. That's Harris-Benedict equation, and you can figure out the numbers. You can plug in what you need to plug in to figure out where what your caloric intake should be each day. But if your caloric intake to maintain your weight is 2,500 calories every day, meaning you eat your food every day, you know, each meal, you eat five meals, they 500 calories a meal, you get to 2,500, you're going to maintain your 200-pound weight. But say you balloon up and you know that the suggested weight for you is 200 pounds at your height and age, that and you balloon up to 220, we got to get you back down to 200. So now we have to eat at a caloric deficit. We have to eat below that 2,500 caloric number. And we know that 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. All right. And this is rough. Okay. This is rough. That, you know, that some people, some literature makes this number different, but 1 pound of fat is about 3,500 calories. So if I minus 500, if I take 500 off of that 2,500 calorie number that I gave you, after 1 week, 7 days, that's 3,500 calories, 1 pound, right? Everybody
right.
with me? Okay,
yeah,
so what happens is for listeners, all what you need to do is you need to learn to eat. What if you're overweight? For a while, you want to eat below that number until you start dropping some weight, and then you might not drop the whole 20, but say you drop 10 pounds, then you might want to go back to eating your regular number for a few weeks because you can have what we call metabolic adaptation, where your body begins to say, all right, I'm eating at 500 less calories every day, so I'm going to make that my new base. And then you got to drop another 500. I know this is getting complicated, but I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to throw people off here. But but the key word, let me just finish this one point.
Yeah.
The key word here is caloric deficit, everybody. And that is much bigger than macros, because you can get caught up listening to people like me, like, or people who want to have just this ultra chiseled body and things like that, which I don't have. When I say like me, I want somebody coming at me. I'm working on it. But when you really want to, when you start trying to fine tune, when you get lean, then yeah, macros become a bigger issue. But if you just want to be a very, you know, fit looking person and you want to be living a very, you know, nice, healthy physical diet life with a balance, I would suggest that you go and look up the Harris-Benedict equation, fill out the proper information that's there for you. It's a calculator that's all there. And then start to set your diet up so that you say, okay, now I know each meal, this is about how much I should be eating. And, you know, once you start to do that, it becomes really easy to start creating a diet plan that you can fit the calories into and that you also love, because you'll learn like, oh, I like eating this and so I can eat this. But I know when I go and I have something outside of my house, then that's going to be the meal that puts me well over where I should be. And then I might reduce one of the other meals in order to get myself back in that 2,500 calorie range.
Hey, so Vern, so that's two out of the three components that useful fitness is about, right? And
yep.
the main and final component is, to me, the most important, because everything starts within, you know, spiritually, mentally, to go out there and, one, put in the time to do the physical work and get the energy to do the physical work, two, to have the discipline, you know, with your eating habits, and also making yourself go to the gym. That takes discipline, and sometimes those two components are what slows people down or make them not want to go to the gym. Well, it's going to be too hard, or it's going to take too much time, or, you know, this, that, and other things may be involved. But most important, to have the, you know, the spirituality and the mentality in order to go out and do these things, because that is what's most important to get everything done. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So being mentally, physically, and spiritually balanced, right? So it's, you know, you got the mental part. It all resides, mental and physical, comes from the spiritual, because, you know, the God gift is the light that sparks, you know, the Holy Spirit that gives you the life in the first place. So
right.
To me, I I'm so happy that, man, I heard, you know, Stevie, you bust out those few verses for Corinthians. And I, you know, I think that was in the part we lost before the technical difficulties. But I think you said he was going to come back to those at the end of the show. But it allows me to really open up this part of my life, because even though I'm in a business, I work one-on-one with people every day. And I really enjoy the fact of being able to speak about my spirituality because I work for myself. And I can come in and the first thing I tell people is, you know, hey, you know, I'm a Christian, and, you know, you can choose to have what you feel is your spiritual part of, you know, your spirituality is going to be what you consider it to be. I'm telling you, I'm a Christian, but you need, what you need to do, or what I believe to be a balanced individual, is to have some sort of spiritual base. And when you don't have that part of your life in line with the other two, I just don't see them working, because I feel like you can go into so many different religions and you'll always, or even philosophers who will talk about having a mental, physical, and spiritual element. And without that spiritual element, I just don't see how you can. I really had a hard time when I didn't have the spiritual element in my life. I had a hard time having a guide. You know what I'm saying? I feel like God is, like, for me, is like a parent. He's my dad. He's my father. And when my earthly father isn't there to guide me, the Holy Spirit is there to guide me. And that's the spirit that I say, hey, okay, come on, give it your all right now. When you're in the gym, you give it your all, you raise up, and you use that part of you, that's the inner part of you, that's your spirit. When you are challenged not to go into a store and buy all the things that don't, you know, that aren't positive to your life, that there's a part of you that's talking in the back of your head that's guiding you to, you know, eat or drink this, or even just to just be the right type of person, to love people, to be in presence with other people, and think like, okay, this world's been around for thousands and thousands of years. I have a finite time to be in front of Stevie and Ryan, and it's a discredit for me to put bad energy out when the amount of lifetime that we have in this form is finite. It's there's a end to it, and, you know, then we have our future, our infinite life, you know, in the presence of God. But at this point, it's very important that I believe to live our life very highly and spiritually driven, in order to, you know, to actually to really perform the physical and mentally parts of living every day.
Well, check this out. You know, I'm going to talk to you about that. Then I'm going to tell you my problem I'm having with my eating habits. But for your listeners, it's an honor to have Vern on the phone. It really is. That's why I'm just letting you talk, man. Just give it to us. I'm learning
so
much.
I'm sorry, I have to talk a lot.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. But look, the thing is this, though. you know, I tend to, I make a million, I think I make a million mistakes a day, okay? I make a mistake all the time, and but I tell people, at the end of the day, I get on my knees and pray, right? Because the devil will be coming at me 1,000 billion times a day. So the thing is this, is that for your listeners, as some of your highest performing athletes in the world, guess what we do before we play? We pray. Because we're in an environment that we don't know if we're going to get hurt. We know we're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. You're not going to get hurt. But you don't know if you're going to break something that day, or it's going to be your last game, or paralyzed, or could be deaf. That's what we're thinking. So that's why we go out as football players. I was somewhere the other day, and the lady said, "You guys were just warriors, aren't you?" I said, "We were definitely warriors back then." Because, I mean, these guys getting some healthy checks for not having to play as hard as we used to play. But at the same time, back then, man, it was like we had to pray. So my thing is this. Today you have a lot of people don't believe in prayer, but like you said, that prayer is a great balance. It's a fantastic balance for our lives. And I'm gonna go back to some because I want you to, Vern. You have to go nowhere right now, do you? You good?
Oh, no,
you
I'm
okay?
Wide open, man. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Having a good time.
We're gonna break some really good stuff down about these people, the people that's out here vegan but don't understand where it came from. I know you don't know what to say about that, but.
Yeah.
My thing is this, you know, back in the day, I used to watch the Willy Wonka, the Chocolate Factory. That's my, yeah. I used to watch it, Willy Wonka, man. Let me tell you something. It could be some chocolate down in the Grand Canyon, right? And they say, Steven, don't jump off the Grand Canyon. Guess what?
I'm gone.
Hey, sometime that day, hey, that night or that morning, I'm going to jump off that Grand Canyon and get that chocolate, you know? So my thing is, this chocolate, man, I can't stay away from chocolate. It's like I got to have it. Chocolate is like my dinner sometimes. I got to have it. Mm-hmm. So it's catching up with me, man. You know, let me tell you, my mom used to make me have, she used to come back and give me some Oreos, and I used to give me some chocolate chip cookies, you know, cookies with the blue chocolate chip cookies, those old school chocolate chip cookies, and some milk. And I used to get that at least 3 days out of the week, right? So I'm addicted to chocolate, man. So you going back to the calories, you were talking about the calories, and we're taking some notes down, the calorie defect, right? So I got to really pay attention to that. I'm going to really pay attention to that because the fact is I don't be caring about no calories. You know, sometimes I find myself eating 2 candy bars a day, and I'm like, even though I still now have to say this. Blessedly, my mom and dad, where I was raised, my grandparents, you know, back in the day, we had greens almost every day. And mama cooked chicken almost every day. And when she got mad, that chicken be real hard. You know, she was mad that chicken was hard. Right? So, you know, but we candy yams, everything from the ground, you know, so we had to go pick, get corn and shuck the corn. So we had stuff that we knew that was pure. But that's why I can kind of maintain my body today because my upbringing for is foods. But for the people out there listening, and myself right now struggling, I know with certain foods, my sweets is candy. The 3,500, you said, calories, 1 pound of fat, right? So I'm going to – you got me when you said that. That really, really got my attention. When you're talking about 1 pound of fat, 3,500 calories, I don't be looking at that. I usually just, like, eat what you want and work out. But now you're getting up in age, you kind of try to – you know, you got to kind of watch what you eat. You know, you should be doing it all the time.
Yeah.
But candy sweets is my struggle.
Well, let me say one thing, if you don't mind, if I interrupt for one quick second, because I think
you're talking about something
that people should understand. Those, you know, we're talking about 25 healthy calories, okay? So, but here's what I would suggest to you is, because I have the same problem, man, with, you know, I love chips. You know, Ryan will tell you my whole life I've been a salty guy. You could throw a bunch of candy in front of my face. I don't have a problem with it. You throw some chips and salsas, some potato chips, and I'm crushing a bag. And I've had there's times in my home today where I bought a big bag of potato chips, and I had to – and I eat them, and I'm like, why did I get this? And I throw them in the garbage. I'm like, man, I had to start dumping them in the garbage because I'm like, wait, the bag just in there rolled up. I go back and get them. So my point to you is, it's what you got to make the healthy decision before your doorstep, okay? Because
okay.
once it's in your house, you know, what a lot of people will do is they'll go get, you know, they'll get a bunch of candy. They'll be like, all right, I've been working very hard to, you know, stay on point with my eating habits and so forth. And then they'll go to the store and they'll get something that they shouldn't have. And they'll be like, I'm going to eat this over the course of 12 days. But it'll keep calling them, calling your name, Stevie, chocolate,
That's
calling
right.
your name. And then you'll be
That's
like,
right.
all right, you know what? I'm just going to eat the whole thing, get it over with today. And then you done ate like, you know, 3,000 calories because you decided that
right.
you want to punish yourself for buying that in the house. So bringing that in the house. So what I suggest to you and what I suggest to your listeners is, you know, you want to eat 80% of the time the right way. And then make your 20%. No cheat days. You just had cheat moments. And you say, I want to be on point 80% of the time. If you have your chocolate, you go to the store and you buy one tiny piece of chocolate. And then savor that moment. Love on that moment, you know, and love on that piece. And try not to overindulge yourself because that's not spiritually in itself.
Okay. Okay. That's
yeah.
what I'm about to work on, Dan. I'm about to work on that. I'm glad you said that. Now, this is. I want to say this because I'm gonna go back over here too, on this biblical point. I guess I missed this one. It said Corinthians 3:17 said, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. That's pretty deep. We're gonna save that. We're gonna save that for another topic because that's really deep.
Mm-hmm.
But I was saying about
yeah.
how you don't own your body, but I'm gonna say this. So for Vern, I've had a problem with this. This is what kills me. I'm gonna say two things. Let's go this first. I was talking about this. I think we got cut out. So Ryan, I was talking, and we was online by ourselves. But it was I have a problem with the. And I don't know if you teach this, but what do you think about the CrossFit for us women? I feel like that's putting a strain. Certain things they shouldn't be, and doing certain things like men now. If you're in a competition, that's one thing. But I think it hinders, especially for young girls out there lifting, that can affect them down the road for us if they want to have kids and et cetera. I just don't feel, because I can tell, I can look at a female and say, oh, she's CrossFit. They all look the same. They're doing the same
yeah,
workout.
Honestly,
I think the workout, yeah.
That's a misnomer. Like, that, I think part of what that comes a lot because we were brought up to you know, we grew up, you, me, and Ryan, we all grew up in a time where I think some of those type of stereotypes came from what we heard as younger people. And we stuck, and it sat in our heads because we've been trained to kind of hear those things. So when we see women that have these CrossFit bodies, but what I can say and show you is look at a super athlete like Serena Williams and look
mm-hmm.
at a CrossFit person. She's just about the
mm-hmm.
same body. Okay. So you can be, you know, I have no women who have CrossFit, been CrossFit athletes and pregnant and very pregnant and doing a lot of the moves right up until, you know, they were conceiving children. But the thing is, there is a huge danger in CrossFit and that is very dangerous in that you don't always get the proper programming that you need to do a lot of those exercises correctly in a short amount of time when you got big group classes and there's several people performing moves that without, you know, real strict guidance. But nah, honestly, Stevie, that actually isn't really a problem, man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not really a problem. It feels like it. I know why you would feel that way. And I think a lot of it comes from just something, a narrative that we heard as young men and it's sticking with us as, you know, we get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just kind of always like bother me. It's like, I feel like they're overstraining themselves sometimes. It's like, they should be careful how much they strain themselves, you know,
but that's men and women, honestly, that's, everybody, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to, like, I'm not trying to, you know, step on you or anything like that. But exercise, if performed properly, there, you know, the two bodies are pretty equal. You know, like we were talking about earlier when we were talking about the hunting and gathering. I mean, these women was having babies out in the fields and throwing, you know, putting a baby in the basket straight after birth and continuing to work a field and living and being ultra healthy, ultra strong. And so it is, you know, pretty, the two bodies are pretty much the same, and other than the fact that, you know, obviously, you know, with the testosterone and so forth in a man's body, the strength is different, but performing exercises with the strength that their body is capable of, then it can be pretty much the same. I'm sorry, what are you saying?
I've taught you know, back in the day, I've taught females football drills. So that kind of pretty much go along with that CrossFit situation. I just think the way it's like understanding when you're working out, understanding how your body will form. Do you want broader shoulders? Do you want your shoulders to be this particular way? Do you want
what you
gonna
look
over
different
here?
Right.
Do you want
right.
So be aware of whoever teaching you, be aware how your body will form. That's my thing. It's like, I think a lot of these females are working and just jumping in the workout and don't understand where how your body's going to look. Okay, you're aware how you're going to look now. Now, this is where I'm going to look. Okay, let's get it. This is where I don't want to look this way, but I want to work this. Okay, understand what you're trying, what's going to happen when you do work out and how, and what you're doing it for. You know, how, what you're trying to work on.
Yeah,
and that's why I used to work on with drills. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just listening to you. No, absolutely. Like, you know, you do have micro goals. I always tell athletes when you come in, you know, the first thing I look at it is living a healthy life. How are you going to come in? We got a vanity client and we got health. Most clients come in for vanity. They want a certain look. And then as a trainer, I want to make sure they're healthy. I want to correct imbalances. I want to create healthy living patterns, and I want to strengthen them. But then when it comes to, you know, figuring out how you want to look, that is, you know, I always tell people, start with a micro goal, have your long-term goal and set your micro goal, and then start working your way towards what your end goal is going to be. And sometimes people, you know, work for a couple of years and they decide, hey, I got to where I want to get and I don't want to look, you know, a way that I thought I was going to look if I did this for, you know, if I continue to reach towards the original goal. And other times people want to go all out and they want to, you know, create something different. But it's up to the individual, you know. It's really up to the individual.
We all have different standards. What are you suggesting about someone that's obesity, you know, about getting them started, getting a jump start with them? What do you think that what's their first steps of getting started as being obese? You know, of course they need help. Okay, of course they need help.
Yeah.
Number one, they can't do it themselves. What are you suggesting about someone that they're obese and they want to get started, they feel shameful, or they don't know how to get started? And I've always thought about, you know, I tell people, if you're sitting down, you can always work your arms, but at least try to. And if you can't move that much, find a pool, you know, a pool to walk out in the pool. You got to reach for help. You got to be willing, like you said, mentally, the mind, like you said, is so strong. You have to be willing to say, you know what, I need to get help. I want to do better. What do you think about that? Someone that's overweight.
The first thing is moving. And I'll tell you, a lot of times there's a lot of different reasons why some people, you know, get overweight. Some people have back injury. Some people have a leg injury. Some people just have something in them. You know, they have food disorders. All I would say is to start to move. Find somebody that that would encourage you to move more, whether it be like picking up a hobby. I want to go start doing some photography. So I'm going to take my camera. I'm going to walk around and I'm going to take pictures of trees. You know, I want to look at, take, make a idea. Like I'm going to check out different architecture around my city, and I'm going to go and I'm going to, you know, make out a list, and I'm just going to go and walk, and because the big part is to start to move. And see, a lot of obese people have, they're afraid to go into the gym because they think that people are going to judge them when they walk into the gym. But that's the opposite. That's television stuff. When we see people heavy come into the gym, that's the hero. You feel me?
Right.
That's the person who I look up to. I'm like, oh, snap.
Right.
I see that person. I'm like, that's the beast. Because that person had the challenge to actually get up and walk through the door and come in here and do something that I find very easy. That was hard for them to just make the motion to get there. So that's the animal. And see, but there's a perception that that person is, you're going to be like, oh, look at this person. How did they get to that weight? How did they get to that? But guess what? I'm only a back injury away from being in the same position, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only, you know, there's
That's
many
right.
different reasons why that it could cause me to not be able to move the same way I could move today. So I don't, you know, we're not looking down on those people. So what people have to realize is that don't look at the shameful things that they've seen on TV to shame them for being a certain way. Get up and start moving a little bit. You know, see a trainer if you need to. See a friend if you need to. If you got, you know, you got a homie or a girl that they working out or something. And if you are somebody that's working out and you got a friend that's in that position, understand that by not offering your services, you're doing them a discredit because you know that their lives are being dramatically cut by being obese. Because I think I read different diseases that come along with being obese, which means that you're cutting the life short. So this isn't about, you know, having to work too much or, you know, for your kids so that you can't work out, because you're not going to have a good opportunity to live a long life with your kids if you don't work out and you're obese. So it's very important to just start to move. And this just means move your body more than what you're currently moving it. That's what I would say. That's how I would say to start, man.
Right. The reason I asked that, because the fact is, I was, when I actually stopped, when I stopped playing ball for a good few months, I was in Houston and I was with a relative of mine, I won't call her name. And she got me connected with, I remember like two or three young ladies. It was very, very overweight. And I was working out with them. And I still think about the day, man. I kind of like feel kind of bad that I left. Well, I ended up leaving, going to Vancouver. I had to leave. I forgot about that. But it was such joy working out with those young ladies, you know, at the park. And they were overweight, but they had the drive, just, you know, starting to walk. And then we're going to start the next step. We're going to do this just to get them out there. So you're right. So what your listeners, like Vern was saying, for the ones that's very, very overweight, we want to see you in the gym. We appreciate, we respect you, you know, and that's what, quit watching so much TV, all this about, all the person fit. Having people didn't have no weight on them anyway. Have them just, they was already pretty much.
They athletes, man.
And just,
okay.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a bunch of people. It's easy. Don't look at us. You know what I'm saying? We've been athletes since we was, you know, five. It is, so it's easier. It's much easier when you got muscle memory to look a certain way. Be you and come in. I'm sorry, I cut you off, but keep going, brother.
No. But I want to get on this too. Y'all want to get on this too with me. This is the thing this has been like laughable to me, to people out there. They also so-called now, I'm vegan. You know, like you say, Vern, well, I grew up with greens and bread every day, okay? When I say mama cook them every day, I sleep, dream, eat greens and bread. So vegetables been around before this person. They come to my, oh, it's vegan. And people, but let me tell you where this vegan start from. Vegan go way back into the Bible, Vern. Now, you know this now. So that's why you go. That's why we're going to bring this back up. So people that's out there, you so-called think you vegan, right? And you're trying to, get to understand it. Let me show what this vegan. And Ron, but you touch on this too. I'm gonna read this and let Vern kind of put some polish on it. If I'm off a little bit, just I'm off. But guys, if you get a chance, go to Daniel 1 through 8 verses. Daniel 1 through 8 verses, and it says, so basically, the Lord delivered. I think it's Jehoiakim, a king of Judah. Okay, Vern, you listen to what I'm saying? You hear me, don't you?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm saying I'm familiar.
Okay, he then ordered, check this out, he then ordered a man by the name of, I can't even send you some glasses, but Ashpez, right, to be chief of his court officials to bring into the king's service some Israelis from the royal family. Okay, it's back in biblical time, and the nobility. Young men without any physical defect and very handsome men, showing amplitude for every kind of learning, well-informed. All right, so listen, check this out now. Quick to understand and qualified to serve the king's palace. So he was to teach them the language and literature of Babylonians. However, the king assigned them to a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years now, Yabro, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. Among those that were chosen were from Judah and Daniel and some of his friends, right? But this is what Daniel did. Check this out. So Daniel told the chief, he said, listen, man, he said, I'm not going to divide myself with that raw food and wine. He said, I want no meat and all that wine. I don't want that. And he said, well, wait a minute. Now, Daniel, you put me in trouble now. You know, if you can have my head cut off, talking to me if I don't do this, which he said, but just let everybody know I'm not going to do it. Just check this out. Let me do this. Let me prove to you something. So Daniel told him and said, listen, give him and his buddies vegetables. Give him and his buddies vegetables. That's way back in biblical time now. So I'm talking about this vegan. This came from the Bible. Okay, look at it. He told him, give me vegetables and water for 10 days, and then you will see. After those 10 days, Daniel and his buddies looked healthier, better, and more nourished than the young men, and stronger. That's way back then, okay? So this vegan, they're talking about, that happened way back then where people were eating vegetables back then. There's nothing new for 2018, 2019, go vegan. That was way back in biblical times. But he knew, like you said, he knew how to watch his body. Go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and so basically, we can put it into the athletic term, going from biblical to athletic to common to me, the listeners, Stevie, and Vern talk, all right? So he basically gave him a 3-year contract, okay? Right. And he tried to get him with a signing bonus of meat and right. extras off his table. Okay? So he went back to the agent, all right? Which was Daniel, and he said, No. He said, we want a whole nother different contract. Okay? We're gonna go back and tell them that we don't need all that. All we need is some basic things to help get us right. Okay? Because we know what the repercussions of all that other stuff off of your plate and off of your table is going to do to us. We don't want any of that, right? So, again, that's basic knowledge. And going back to, going back to the beginning of our conversation when Vern first came on, is science to everything as well, okay? Because we all know that fruit and vegetables breed life, okay, versus a lot of the stuff that was on the table, which is supposed to be the bonus, which is supposed to be the upfront money, which is really not good for the long term, okay? We want some upfront money, but we really want the long term deal, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
what it goes back to with. We put more and more name. The language, the game has always been the same since biblical time to now. just like I always say, just the names have changed, okay? Whether it's Vern, Stevie, or Ryan, whether it's vegan, vegetables, and knowing how to eat right, and knowing how to eat correctly. And that's what it all comes down to. Yeah, you know, long term. Give me the water to keep once again my parts together. You know, just like the car reference we were talking about. Give me the water to keep me oiled up and keep my joints and everything like that lubed up, so I can walk around kind of limber and not like the Tin Man. Okay.
Right.
And what's the vegetables? The vegetables and the fruit gonna build me up big and strong, you know, because going back to our days, which we don't associate with, but we know people just a couple of generations removed, we couldn't eat meat. You know, we just ate that would be like a victory or, you know, a holiday if we got some meat to eat, you know. So we basically, once again, was eating fruits, vegetables, potatoes. That was it. We wasn't eating a whole lot of meat because we couldn't afford it or it wasn't on our plate. You know, we couldn't get to it. So, you know, that's what it comes back to now.
I just always had a problem. With people saying, oh, this vegan, that's the thing they got going on now is vegan. That's nothing new. It's not new. No, it's not new at all. So don't think vegan is new. So get that out of your head. But go ahead, Vern. What you say about that? Because I'm going to touch on something else and see what you think about it after that. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Man, you know, I really respect, I'm a high protein type of guy. So I find my protein in meats, but I really respect the vegans. Because like I said, they've been around forever, and it's a very healthy way to eat. I don't have the discipline at this point to do it, you know?
Yeah.
It may not be the discipline as much as, you know, partially, I guess, the desire, but I have a lot of good friends that do it. And I got, you know, vegans, vegetarians, and true vegans, just like the people that's true vegans, they on another level.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about not eating meat. They don't wear leather. They won't sleep on a pillow with feathers in it. They won't, you know, they big on anything that has to do with damaging an animal. With it. It's a lot of fake. You know, there's a lot of people out there that claim to be vegans. I'm like, nah, just say you don't eat meat. Or you don't, and a lot of, you know, products that go along with, you know, milk and all that kind of stuff. Because those real vegans, man, they no joke, man. I mean, they no joke on how they live their lives. And it's a very strict life and a way of living.
Good luck.
For real, though. You walk up in the hotel, man, they like, dog, look, man, you won't get a pillow.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But and also too about this food deal, I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna let you guys go ahead and finish some things up. Deuteronomy says 12:23. Be sure you do not eat the blood and life. I'm saying this again. Be sure you do not eat the blood and life. And you must not eat the life with the meat. You have a lot of people, Vern, which is health and fitness, that they didn't get the teachings at a young age, all right? And they want to get the teachings now. They don't want to get, they're stubborn, but they're dying of sicknesses and diseases of certain food. You see all the time, somebody ate this sushi, they died. You know, you hear that at least like a couple few times out the year. You hear that. Uncooked food, uncooked meat, eating, you know, I don't know if you eat it burnt or not, but I'm just letting you know. If you do, I'm just letting you know. Be careful. You guys out there eating blood and meat. A lot of people like
eating this. We're with that rare done, medium done. Nah, I'm not that guy. I'm a neat well done now. Hold up. I don't know if you're doing it, but I'm about to warn you.
I'm telling you, I don't know if you're doing it. I'm letting you know what time
it is. It.
Be careful. Because people out there are thinking that's I had another guy in Arizona, guy said, it tastes better.
Man, I try Outlook, man. I'm never doing it no more in my life. I mean, it's you don't be careful and pay attention. You got to know what you eat. You got to know how to eat, like you said. You got to know how you eat. You got to know. If you don't know, ask questions. But for your listeners,
right,
stop eating meat with blood in it, okay? Stop doing it. Get your steak, get your steak done, okay?
Right.
Or it's not, yeah. Start eating it. Eat the right steak that's done. It's a good steak. But he says specifically, stop eating meat with blood in it. And it gets deeper than that. A lot of stuff you read these days, they want you just to read it so it sells. But you go way further back, you get some stuff that's so deep you might not like what they're saying. But I want to say that. But but Vern, how can you be reached, man? How can we be reached? You have a LinkedIn, Facebook, website, something that people can reach out to you.
Oh yeah, I got that.
Fantastic, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I got it. My website and the pronunciation of my company is Usawa Fitness. That's spelled USAWA Fitness. And you can go to usawafitness.com and you can check me out there. I'm also on Instagram under Usawa Fitness. I have a Facebook, but I've closed the remaining Facebook that I have. I don't use it because I've kind of steered my way out of social media for the most part, just because it was not conditioning my life up the right way I wanted to. Would be the two positive places. And I also have a YouTube page.
Okay, could you repeat it again? Spell the name again.
Uh huh. Yep. It's the name of the company is Usawa Fitness. That's spelled USAWA. Fitness, usawafitness.com. You can reach me there, or you can go to Instagram, and you can also find me under Usawa Fitness, and I'm also on the YouTube under Usawa Fitness. And if you want to hit me on the email, I'm vern@usawafitness.com.
Hey, man. I appreciate you being able to come on here and spread the knowledge that you've learned throughout the years, because, you know, as the saying goes, you know, each one need to teach one, okay? And something that you have pointed out, too, about, you know, when people coming into the gym and or if you have a friend that you know that needs to come into the gym and you are capable and able to help them along and get them into the gym, that they should be doing that, for the simple fact that that's as big as a responsibility as you working out yourself. You know, you need
Absolutely.
To help others work out too, because you cannot withhold your knowledge that you have, because it's once again, it's not your knowledge. You know, you were given the knowledge to spread it and to help other people. So I appreciate you bringing that point up too, because what better place to do it, you know, than how you're doing it one-on-one with people. And, you know, it's a reciprocal effect, you know, talking to the listeners. Well, you see other people do good, you help other people, you're going to in turn get help. And because, like I tell my children, like I tell my students and athletes that I've trained and raised up, only a fool knows everything. You know, we all need help, and we can all, you know, we're all learning while we're living. So I appreciate that in you, man. And once again, continued success to you with your fitness.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and everything like
Thanks
that.
Thanks to both
and,
of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, great
absolutely.
Hearing from you, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, man.
I'll talk to you soon, though, man. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, y'all stay up. And all listeners, seriously, I'm a humble guy, and I'm willing to help you. If you got questions, send me an email. And it's not all about the monetary part with me. And you know, I got plenty of references that tell you that. If you need a hand and you need a help, you need somebody to talk to about any of this stuff, reach out to me, because I definitely think I'm doing God's work. And so I'm definitely going to be responsive to anything that comes my way.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Hold on, Vern. Vern, everybody know you climb.
Yeah.
What's that mountain you climb again now? Mount what now?
Mount Kilimanjaro. That's the second highest mountain. That's in Africa, man. It's in Tanzania, Africa. And I climbed that 9 years ago. And that was part of that climb and a few words by the beautiful Oprah Winfrey is what led me to leave the Oprah Winfrey Network and move into being a trainer. It's just being on that mountain and having a lot of time to think about where my life was going. But it was Mount Kilimanjaro, man. Anybody that want to do it, you can do it. And that's a great way to go to the motherlands and do something that's amazing and meet some amazing people.
How many feet is that? 19,276,
I want to think. And you got to, it's either 19,276 or 19,726. I'm not exactly sure, but it's a real one. And it's a challenge.
Let
me ask you a question. Part of the mountain that you got to the top, you was like, what the ATL am I doing? What part?
Hey, all right, I know we got to go. I'll tell you, it was right at the beginning, Stevie. Because listen, okay. 200,000 years ago, Mount Kilimanjaro was a volcano. So if you can imagine that this erupted, just thousands and thousands of times. So when, maybe 100,000 years ago, some of those lava rocks was the size of cars, when they're huge. But over time, right. They get shrunk down to tiny pieces. So that first day, you take a step, and you try to take a step that's like 2 feet high, and it just shrinks down to like a 3-inch step. So you worked, you climbing, and even though you put your foot way up 2 feet, it shrink down, and all you get is about 3 inches worth of movement. And that first day, I was like, man, I might have to Photoshop myself at the top, because I didn't go home without nobody looking like I didn't make it. I was hurting though, man. But by the end, I climbed with some elderly guys, and they was falling on the ground and stuff, and I had to carry some bags. And I remember the brother saying to me, he's like, I had to carry two bags of these guys so that the guys could help these guys climb. And the guy said, Mr. Vernon, you're a very strong man, and we're glad you're here. And I just thought, man, I am too, brother, and I can help y'all.
Vernon, we enjoyed it, man. I'm glad you called in. You have to come back in on some other time, too, Vernon. I can't wait to see you, too. We're going to set up something to come see you. Ryan said he's going to probably end up coming down. We'll talk about it. We'll set something up for sure.
Yeah, man. I definitely want to see y'all, man. And I'm really grateful. Yeah. I hope that everything God made the words that I put out there clear, and anything that wasn't, I hope that nobody can, everybody can erase those from their thoughts.
All right. Learn.
Thanks, fellas.
Have a good night.
Thanks again.
All right, y'all take care now. Peace.
Okay.
Peace. Bye-bye. Ryan Yabo, Vern. Vern's man, he's special, man. I'm glad that he called in, man. And that was awesome, man. I enjoyed it, every bit of it. And we needed the show to go hour and 30 minutes. We needed it. That was good stuff. Anything you want to close up, Yabo, man? And I'm gonna
like always, I leave everyone that's listening in peace. Hopefully they have a peaceful evening, a peaceful rest of the week, and nothing but great thoughts and great actions will come. And that's really all I have to say, man. That's all I really have to say. Mm-hmm. Peace and blessing.
Ryan Yabro. Hey, man, again, I enjoyed the show. I learned a lot. And I'm glad Vern is still doing health and well, man. And, that I really enjoyed it. And we'll talk later. Thanks again for everything, man. Love you, man. All right, Ryan Yabro.
Until next week.
Good night. Oh, man, I enjoyed that show, man. That was good. Hey, guys, I'm going to give you some closing arguments, give you something to think about. If you're at home listening to the show, now's the time to start working on you, okay? If it sure make a difference when you do so, pushing yourself, and also to it also make a difference having someone to help you push yourself also, and you pushing each other. If not still, find a time to get started. It's never too late now to get started. Keep at it, working out. I also know that there are some with a special condition that's hindering and keeping you from a full workout at times. Listen, you must not forget, if there is a will, there is a way. Whether you work on your upper body or your lower body, get started. Get yourself going. You have to work on your physical and your mentally. Again, what it does, it helps you so very much. You will see once you get started. Okay? One thing's for sure, you cannot enjoy life to its fullest when you're unhealthy and unfit. Stop blaming everyone else. Take control of your body and do what's right and get yourself healthy. Okay? It's your body, and get it right. It's your body, get it right. Get it healthy, and get yourself fit. It's your body, and get it right. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We had some great guys on today. Of course, Ron Yarbrough, co-host, and also too with Vern. Not so much with Vern tonight. I really, really learned a lot myself, and we hope this was some words of encouragement for you guys. And for you guys that's overweight, we want to see you in the gym. That keep us going, okay? So get up and get started. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night. Thank you.